It's not a good year for Bridge Street restaurants. Oysterhead Tavern, formerly the Black Duck Cafe, has closed for the time being. Co-owner Al Barber says he and his partner Sarah Evans are continuing to operate the Black Duck Bakery next door, which offers grocery items, baked goods, coffee, and takeout meals. But Barber says the couple doesn't have any plans for the cafe space next door.
Plans are kind of useless at this point. We're operating in here. We've been operating for 10 years, various cafe, bistro, bar type operations. But we've come to the point now where we just can't hire anyone. There's just such a unbelievable labor shortage that, this time last year, I think we had 18 employees. Now we're down to one. And usually we expect a bit of a turnover in our industry, like, you know, every 6 months or so you get like a turnover. But of employees leaving, maybe they're going back to school, maybe they're going in a different direction with their career. So that continues to happen, but we don't get any new hires. We have no resumes. So we've been looking to hire various positions in the kitchen, bakery, front of house, and there's just no one's interested in working in this industry.
Barber says he and Evans have reached a point where they can mostly run the Black Duck Bakery on their own as more of a mom-and-pop shop, as opposed to the bustling cafe they once ran. The cafe space does not fit into that scale of operation, however.
So this will be here. It'll be mothballed. We might do something with it for fun in the future, but as for the time being, it's just going to sit here, unfortunately.
In addition to issues finding people to work in the cafe and tavern businesses, Barber says there have been other problems compounding each other.
We're in what economist Adam Tooze refers to as a polycrisis, where there's multiple economic crises taking place all at once that feed back on each other. So we have COVID, the ongoing pandemic, we have a labor crisis, and we have inflationary problems, and those things are all snowballing. And, you know, we've also got a supply crisis. So like a couple of weeks ago, we ran out of organic flour. We just couldn't get it anywhere. Finally, we found some, but like these things are happening all the time. So there are multiple problems in the industry and in most industries, but in our industry I can talk to, there are multiple problems, and there doesn't appear, there are also all the problems, or most of the problems, are beyond our control. We could maybe fix one of them, but we can't fix all four of them.
Barber says the whole industry is hurting, and he put in a plug for ramping up support for local businesses as soon as possible.
If you're, you know, a Sackville citizen and you have a restaurant or a small business that you like, now's the time to support it. You just have to support it now. Like things are so, margins are so thin, and most people are just scraping by, that like putting something off for a week or 2 weeks, you may not see that restaurant again. You should support it, or small business, like as much as you can every day.